I just have to shake my head and just in amazement. And I've done it so many times, and, you know, talking to my wife and being in this position, be able to associate with the high quality people, the very interesting people that we do. And one of the first ones that comes to mind is our next guest, James McKinney. He can talk about just a variety of subjects, just about anything that's on the front burner of politics or news. He knows something about and can have a pretty educated and pretty intelligent opinion about and perspective and mind-opening perspective about it. He, of course, is the inventor of the wing generator. We'll talk a little bit about that, hopefully. He is a researcher. He is a teacher. He is our friend. We're so glad to have him. JMCCSCI.com is his website. Check it out. James McKinney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Boy, we have a lot to cover today in 1 hour.
Huh. Let's do it. Let's go fast and try to keep things short, and I'll just try to keep the questions coming. Let's start with the election. Obviously, you did a lot of research on 2016. You're looking at this. You've had some time now. What are your overall thoughts on the level of fraud, how it shook down, anything?
Well, just to compare, 2016, I did my voter cheating study after the 2016 election, and there were 10 major cheating centers, and I could list them off. It was like Los Angeles County, Seattle, Portland, Chicago,
Cleveland,
Miami-Dade, etc. Okay, so there were 10 major ones. There were a couple minor ones. But they put all their baskets in those, thinking that that would carry Hillary Clinton to a victory, and Trump outsmarted her with the Electoral College, and just in a nutshell, she got 17 million illegal votes, mainly mail-in votes, etc. So that was 2016. So 2020, fast forward, they realized they had to do something radically different to win in 2020. So that's where they went out into the states, out into the precincts, in these key states. And so they had the major 10 cheating centers, but in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, these were the key states on winning the election. That's where they put their effort, and you can see it clearly. And then also we had much more cheating with the Dominion voting machines.
What do you make of the voting machines? What gives you clear confidence to be able to say that those machines were cheating?
I'd say that again. Now what?
I'm sorry. I got a head cold. I apologize. What gives you clear confidence to say the Dominion machines were flipping votes, or however, you know, I don't know what conclusion you came to. You know, just tell us with what level of confidence, or what makes you believe what about the voting machines?
Oh, there have been a number of people who've done mathematical analysis, but the consistency of the voting in key areas. And this is one of the methods of mathematical analysis. If you have a factory and you're building bolts and you have 100,000 bolts made in a day, you don't test every one of the bolts for defects or variants from a certain standard. You only test a small number of them. And so what happens is if you go across the country in these out regions, what you would call out regions, like some of the, say, counties and precincts in Pennsylvania. Why do they differ so wildly from all of the other counties, which, and then the method of counting votes, et cetera? And so those are the deviations you look for in statistics. And statistically, for Biden to win in all of these key counties, and that's the county that holds Detroit or Madison, Milwaukee, or in Pennsylvania, the two big cities. You know, for those cities to come off, and then they go, oh, well, those are Democratic strongholds. And what people are realizing now is those were cheating centers over past decades. And decades of once the Democrats got into office, they created their cheating machine. And that's why you see these little old ladies and little old men excuse me, in these precincts with their cheating routine all set up. They've been doing this for their whole life, you know, and then the mom and the daughter, the mom's teaching the daughter how to cheat. And that's what you look for. You
wow.
don't have to go out like sampling the bolts. You don't have to sample all 10,000 bolts to know that there's a standard deviation that's out of line or something like that. And those statistical methods were developed in World War II but for mass production that went into the war effort. And you do the same thing with boating. And then there's other ways of checking out also.
I've heard a lot of statistics or a lot of little anomalies, like, you know, there's 200% voting in certain counties, a lot of little things. The one that stood out to me, like a neon sign, is I think 1960, because that's the first election that America had 50 states. And so since that time, there's been 19 counties in America that they've kind of judged that have been called the bellwether counties, and no president has been elected. No, none. No president has been elected without winning at least 15 of these 19 counties. And in this election, Biden won one of them and Trump won 18. It's like, wow, that was such a flashing light to me. Does that mean the same to you as it did me? And to what level of confidence can you say this was totally a rigged election?
Well, 100%, 110%. It was totally. And I expected this. I predicted this in 2016.
Yeah, you came on the show right before it, talked all about it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason is because they lost. They went through 4 years of mental torture. The Russiagate, the impeachment, everything they could throw at Trump, and he walked away. You know, all of the women coming up, and he molested me. Everything they could, the famous porn lawyer who's now in prison himself. You know, they tried everything in the book. So this election was key for them, and all the chips were on the table. Plus, they had China, who bought into the Dominion voting machines in October, just right before the election. So the Bidens and the Clintons are indelibly connected to China. So, this whole thing, and then you have the CIA who's on top of all of the cheating. And when Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, the very first thing out of her mouth was she blamed George Bush Sr. And you might say, well, he's a Republican. Well, no, he's the head of the CIA. And the Clintons and the Bushes had a thing going back to the old drug dealing days in Mena, Arkansas. And so she was expecting to win. And when she didn't, when the reality finally hit that she had lost, her brain uncontrollably went to the first source that was supposed to guarantee her election, and that was George Bush Sr. and the CIA. And so it's the same thing now, except they had to go out farther into the precincts to these key locations that would bring in the votes. And that's why they stopped voting counting the votes at 3 p.m, because the Dominion voting machines were set up to always give Biden a 1.25 spread. So they would let them get close, and then they started activating this algorithm within the machines. And you could see that every time they update, it had come back to 1.25 to 0.75 for 0.75 for Trump. The only problem was that Trump was beating the odds. It was like going to Vegas and beating the odds at Vegas. And so that's why they had to shut everything down, and they shipped votes into Pennsylvania from New York in like semi-loads to count them at various precincts in the middle of the night, and that's what gave Biden the big win. So at any rate, and that's the issue. And so when the states came along and they said, okay, well, we're going to do a recount, they were just counting all these illegal votes. A recount doesn't do it. You need a forensic audit where you take every vote and look at it and say, where did this come from? Who put it in there? How did it get there? You know, why did Pennsylvania have 2.6 million mail-in votes this time as opposed to like 600,000 in 2016?
Did they underestimate Trump in 2016? Basically, they thought the standard cheating, or maybe a supercharge the standard way would work, and it just didn't. Is that basically what happened in 2016?
Yes. Yeah. Nobody expected Trump to win. And there was, it was a shock to everyone. It was an absolute shock. And the American public just came out in mass and voted. So the real odds were commensurate with the Electoral College vote, which was around 304 to 204. So I forget what exactly. But Trump was up by about 100 Electoral College votes. And the reason is the Democrats stuffed the ballot box in 10 locations. And that's the whole reason for the Electoral College is if you didn't have it, you could have L.A. and Chicago and New York stuffing the ballot box for one candidate and nobody would ever win another election. That's why you have the Electoral College. It's based on the same principle as the House of Representatives, the exact same division and numbers based on population.
Yes.
So if you take and dump a lot of votes into one of those areas, you cannot get more Electoral College votes. That's the principle. That's why the Democrats want to do away with the Electoral College, because then they can, it's real easy. You just, Chicago, which they already own, New York, which they already own, and L.A., all you got to do is stuff the ballot box in three places, and you always win the election.
I want to bounce around.
They want to get rid of the Electoral College. But statistically, there's no way that Biden could have won this election.
I want to bounce around a little bit, and we're going to come back to that, the Texas lawsuit, obviously. I want to go back, or I want to go now to vaccines. You sent me some information about contacts you have in China. I thought was fascinating that there's no vaccines in China, or explain this to me.
Okay, if you look in China, real China, I'm not the ones where you have like this professor on TV talking and everybody's wearing a mask. That's pretend China. The real China, I have contacts there, real people that are working people that work in factories and et cetera. They only shut down for 3 weeks in February. They have never shut down. That was all. They are completely operating normally. All the kids are in school. They don't wear masks. There's no social distancing. What I'm told is that if there are very specific events, they may have social distancing as a requirement or things like that. But in general, they don't. They are not going to have a vaccine, although I've seen, and this is from the people that I know there, real people, not political hacks. They are not going to have a vaccine in China. But China is making a vaccine for the world market to compete with Pfizer and the rest of the companies that are trying to market worldwide.
That fascinates me. So basically from what your contacts are telling, not what's for public consumption, international consumption, China is almost like Sweden or South Dakota and is not really doing anything and everything's going on and they're revving up their economy as fast as they can or trying to. Would that be fair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no issue there. There never was an issue there. They closed down for 3 weeks in February, then that was during the national New Year's holiday. It was the Chinese New Year. I know because I have to work around that as far as business things. And when they came back, they opened up 100% and there was no more lockdown and all of that. And so all of these things in the press, you saw people being dragged out of buildings and welding people into their apartments. The Chinese have already been through this with many episodes of pandemics, so to speak. You know, the H1N1, all of these things, SARS, they all came out of China and probably all out of research that was being done and funded by the United States in China. And that's my estimate of why the Chinese didn't respond to Trump right away. He said, how come they're not responding? Well, it's because they didn't trust the United States, who unleashed this into China, and they had a very rapid response of shutting down a whole country, isolating people that had it. And that's what I said when this started in February. I said, you do contact tracing right away. Contact tracing doesn't work if the whole country's been exposed, or 40% of it or something. Contact tracing works when that first case appeared in Seattle, and then San Francisco, and then two in Texas. Okay, now you do contact tracing. You don't wait like they did until, you know, the science, the so-called science of contact tracing and social distancing and everything, that only works if you catch it immediately. That's the same with, say, other things like, say measles. What you do is you, if you want to keep people from getting it, you isolate them. When I was a kid, somebody got measles and they brought all the kids together, so all the kids got measles. And then we all got over it and we all had immunity for life. And that's the way it was treated when I was a kid. So quarantining is the only effective way of dealing with things, but you have to do it quickly and right away. And, of course, the CDC and the NIH and Fauci and all those people, remember, they said, oh, this is not a problem. Let it
And
run.
Joe Biden.
Which
yeah,
they
and
wanted
Joe Biden
to do.
Said
then
that,
they wanted
too.
They wanted to let it out there as far as possible. Nancy Pelosi in Chinatown, oh, don't worry. Come on down to Chinatown. Have a supper, you know. And then once it got into the population enough and enough people cross-pollinated through airports and bus stations and, you know, going to work, then they said, okay, now we got a social distance. We have to contact trace, et cetera, then get a vaccine. Because the whole thing was about getting to the vaccine. And now they're saying, oh, well, the vaccine is only going to be 43% effective. That's what they're saying now. Because
how concerned?
You see, what they're doing is they're putting another projection beyond that. Then we got to do something else. A lot of people are thinking, oh, if you get the vaccine, end of story, everybody goes back to work and school, you know, life is back to normal.
What a joke.
No. Just leads to the next step.
How concerned are you about mandatory vaccines? I'm not sure what that looks like. That term is pretty incendiary, but you know, how concerned are you about mandatory vaccines in the United States? So we'll start in the U.S.
Well, there's going to be a lot of shooting going on about people coming in, trying to get into people's houses or contact tracers coming around.
Do you really think they're going to try that? Be that aggressive on this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And see, what you're dealing with here are local governments. You're dealing with, you know, the way it really works in the U.S. is the city council is above the county and the county is above the state's above the federal, except for specific things. And so they have spent an incredible amount of time getting people into these, what you would consider unimportant offices. They are very important because that's where the real decisions, if you looked in Seattle, or the mayor of
Seattle.
That's
where the rubber meets the road.
Ruling over Trump. Yeah. And the sheriff is ultimately the final, but a lot of sheriffs don't comply with that, the posse comitatus, where the sheriff can go out and form a posse. Remember the old Westerns, form a posse? That's what it was all about. You know, if you need action, the sheriff would go out and deputize a bunch of people and let's go out and kick butt and take care of the situation. And there was the local sheriff that had rule and had say as to whether if federal agents or other higher level agents could come into his county. So that's when the LaVoy Finicum deal up in Oregon.
Oh my gosh.
He was going
sad.
To a different county where he would get sanctioned from the sheriff and they never made it.
That sheriff should have went. I was so disappointed in that. I was so disappointed in that whole situation is so tragic. I mean, it's easy to point fingers now. That sheriff should have went over there and picked him up and escorted him himself and not let anybody stop them or anybody take him. That's what they should have known. They should have done that. I'm so sad about that. That's another story.
Or got out of the other county. The other sheriff only has jurisdiction in his
well,
county.
He's got jurisdiction in his car. No. He's got jurisdiction in his car, and he's conducting.
Yeah, you might be right about that. But who would imagine the middle of the night on a dark road in Oregon that you're going to have a dozen black, unmarked UN cars with snipers in the trees? Not exactly what I would expect.
I know. I mean, it's I don't like the second guess, and it's not their fault. But my God, so you really think is this? I mean, I'm still spinning from what you just said. Are you saying that I didn't think this was going to happen in America? Are you saying all different communities or different states? So it'll be like California is going to have health workers from the communities go to your house and give you a shot? Or is it going to be nasal? Or what are you saying here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be like
really?
Right now, L.A. is in a lockdown. You know,
that's true.
The rest of California is not. I deal with people from L.A. and I call them up and I say,
gosh,
what's going on? Well, we're locked down. Can't leave.
How long do you think? I hate to keep interrupting you. I know we're on Skype and just I'm firing these at you. We got 2 minutes before the break. I mean, how long will it be before, like you said, somebody's going to be shot? I just cannot believe that that's going to go on too long before somebody gets their head blown off.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's going on with the shot. You know, wearing a mask, okay. There was some, you know, things back and forth. People really doing a number on people that refuse to close their, say, their hair shop or something like that, or their little restaurant or something like that. But when it comes to the shot and people sticking needles in your arm or on your hand or whatever, I think that that's where the people are going to say no more. And, you know, are trying to haul people out of the house, kids out of the house, parents out of the house. No, that's when the hardware comes out, I think. And then it'll be, you shot a public worker. You know, they're forcing the situation. And I think, and this is something else, some other people had some reactions to the why the military buildup is going on, is when this starts happening, that, you know, there's got to be another level of government that comes in and puts the brake on. The only problem is Trump is on the side of having everybody vaccinated. He thinks that's a good thing. Or Mike Pence, sleepy bobbleheaded Mike, you know, is just
said. I've been told, we got about 20 seconds, I've been told Trump will not make this mandatory. I've been told that flat out.
I've heard that from the press secretary also. That
no, I've heard it from somebody other than the press secretary. We will not make it mandatory.
But I think he was playing the role up through the election because playing politically correct.
He's almost forced to. I mean, this is so dirty, ladies and gentlemen. There's the music. James McCanney. Always a pleasure to have him. Sorry I'm a little choppy. I got lightheaded. He's talking about mandatory vaccines. My head's about to explode now. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, independent media and thought, Joyce was one of the pioneers in this type of format, one of the absolute pioneers, and many people copied her after, and what we do at the Power Mall and what have you. It's rare. It's beginning rarer. Thank you for your support. That's all I can tell you. Thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do. Thank you. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. We need, deserve your support. Please support us, and we will be here for you as much as we can. James, getting back to James McCanney, jmccsei.com is one of the smartest people I know. And we love having him on. Variety of topics. We're already talking about vaccines now. My mind is kind of going in a million directions about these vaccines. I don't want this to come off. I'm not inciting a riot. I'm not telling people to do this. Here's what I will say. This is what I believe. I'll put it this way. And I'm not calling for this. This is what I believe. If somebody comes to your house and wants to take your child under the pretense of whatever, well, you didn't do what I told you to. You didn't get them this vaccine, so we're taking your child or what have you. Or I'm at your house, you have to take this vaccine. At that point, I believe natural law, I believe the constitutional law, common law, I believe the God of heaven, I believe you have every right to smite your assailant. That's what I believe. Whatever it takes. And I believe that is the American spirit. And I believe that is what will keep us free, is if we keep that spirit. That's what I believe. I'm not calling for that. I'm not saying that. That's what I say. If somebody wants to do that to you, all of the universe is behind you in doing whatever it is necessary for you to maintain your individual dominion and sovereignty at that point, and your children also. That's what I believe. I'll leave it at that. James, I mean, where are we going with this vaccines before we get back on the election?
I don't know. It's unclear. The United Kingdom right now is, they're being vaccinated right now.
Yes.
I have a topic I'm going to talk about on my show tomorrow night, and that is genetic alteration that's going to take place and then birth defects that are going to come in maybe 5 years or 10 years. Daniel, maybe you remember, I was young enough, there was a thing called thalidomide. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's in the Billy Joel song, Children of Thalidomide. Yeah, they had little flippers for their hands. Yes.
And that it was something they were giving women. I don't remember why they were giving it
for
to
morning
women,
sickness.
All of a sudden,
for morning
all
sickness.
The births...
Yeah, they gave them for morning sickness.
Yeah, something. Yeah, and so the birth defects started coming out, and they got it related to this after the fact. Of course, there were no clinical trials. You would have picked that up immediately. Then you had all of these deformed babies, and that's what's going to happen with this vaccine. You are altering the DNA. Imagine if your car, Daniel, you go out to your car and you throw up the hood and you start taking things off over here and putting them over there, and then you take another thing and put it on there, and you know, you make all these changes to your car and thinking it's going to run better now. And then, you know, that's the same thing. These people have no idea what they're doing. They're making alterations of DNA, thinking that it's going to have a certain end result, but not having any idea of all the collateral damage that's going to happen from cutting and pasting DNA. That's what they're doing with these shots. So my prediction is that within a generation or two, you're going to see the people that take this vaccine are going to basically have destroyed their lineage, their genetic lineage. And the people who don't take it, and if you cross with these people who have taken the vaccine, you're entering your gene pool into a corrupted gene pool. And so we're splitting the human race into two divisions here, those that have been vaccinated and those that have not. And add to that that there may be live vaccines in these vaccines they're giving viruses that might be in these vaccines. For example, they're saying a lot of people got AIDS from a flu vaccine. And there were other instances where there were live viruses given in a vaccine that were the vaccines given for something else. Nobody knows what's in this stuff. There's no open
or they
book
do.
To these companies.
Or
where
they
did
do.
They get the where did they get the virus to test against in their laboratories? Did they all get the same virus? There are so many questions that are unanswered here, and they're just like, hey, we got a virus, or we got a vaccine, let's go, everybody have one, 100 million shots. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. And it's not like other viruses where your body then reacts to something that's foreign and your antibodies build up, identify that and get rid of it. It's not like that. They are altering your DNA to resist a specific virus. And according to the CDC, they haven't even isolated this virus yet. Where is all this coming from? Nobody's asking any questions. It's like, vaccine must be good. You know, I've heard doctors the same. They say, it's science. There's no science here. There's not a shred of science in any of this.
It's very sad what you're saying right now. Just even listening to you, it's very heavy. And what you talked about, our posterity and our, I mean, this is.
Imagine that you go to college someday, if there is college, and you meet a girl. And your first question is, has your lineage been vaccinated? And she says, yeah, okay, well, you're cute, but sorry, I've got to go elsewhere. I mean,
oh my gosh.
This is so big,
James.
Business.
They're
talking about vaccinating 100 million people. That's one out of three in the United States in the next 2 months.
You mentioned nobody knows what this does, and then my immediate thought was, or they do, Or maybe somebody does. I'm pretty sure somebody knows. Somebody knows.
This has been in development for a long time. This is not something that Pfizer just came up with.
Bingo. They've already said how many, there's way too many people. They've already talked about this ad nauseum. You've heard about the Great Reset. They've, very prominent people, including Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, have talked about this. They've openly said these type things. David Rockefeller and the virus and blah, 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 and Prince Philip. They've said all these things. They want to destroy creation. This is a satanic plan. Bunch of sick pedophiles who want to control creation, who want to take the first edict given by God to man is multiply and replenish the earth. Well, they want to control that and to get you not to do it and to curse you. That was the great blessing to mankind, to have, to be like God, to be able to continue, to be able to have offspring, to be able to forever, you can continue and grow and ascend and raise back to out of the Garden of Eden, or back to the Garden of Eden, you know, symbolically, metaphorically, whatever, spiritually. And now somebody wants to control that process and tell you, you cannot have children. This is a curse. This is a curse. My God.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Trudeau just approved Pfizer's vaccine in Canada. But I mean, that just came out in the news this morning. And Trudeau he's a pure New World Order Schwab follower right from the get-go. I have contacts also in Western Canada. They don't like Canada the way it's built. People in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and even Manitoba want to get away from Eastern Canada being ruled by this, you know, city that's has nothing to do with them. That, you know, those provinces in the West have all the resources, very few people, and are totally controlled from outside. They're just tired of it. It's like Illinois wants to cut out Chicago and make it a separate entity.
Let me ask you some quick questions here. We're hearing a lot of rumors. Even my cousin called me this morning and talking about, well, she lives in North Carolina, there's bases there. What's the deal with all the military movement? I mean, it's becoming overwhelming now. There's military planes, things, trucks are moving all over the country. What's going on?
I don't know. I was on John Moore's show this morning, and he said that there is aircraft fleets off the east and west coast of the United States. So clearly this is Trump doing this. Trump is the president, and so this is Trump activity. So there, maybe they're getting ready for, if the Supreme Court decides that the state legislature should set up the electorate, the electoral college, and then Trump wins, that China is going to come after the United States. And because their man in Washington is Biden. They own Biden. They own all of the Democrats, you know, that's in a lot of the Republicans too in Congress. And so, clearly I think that if they realize that that's going to happen, they're setting up, you know, like saying, okay, don't do this. I don't know myself. That's a guess.
What do you make of this lawsuit in Texas? I think this is a big, big deal. Your thoughts on it?
Well, this is the biggest one so far. There have been private and Trump legal staff lawsuits in states. The one from Texas, where the state of Texas is going to the Supreme Court, nullifying the votes in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania,
Georgia, and Michigan.
Michigan and Georgia. Yeah, those four states, because they counted votes after and they're undesignated groups, like they changed the election law illegally and kept counting votes after the November 3rd election date, which gave Biden the win. Trump was clearly winning before that. So what they're doing is now eight other states have joined in this. So there's, from my understanding, there's nine states now, which, by the way, if you're not in those nine states, you could write to your legislature or your attorney general and have them join in this lawsuit, even if you are a red state, and especially if you're a red state because your vote is being corrupted because these four states broke the law. That's what it's all about. And it's very clear and it's very public that these states continued to count votes after November 3rd. And the election day was set up just like the Electoral College. It was set up to prevent people from, oh, we lost. Let's get some more votes in here. That's exactly why it was prevented. So that at the end of the day of the national election, nobody really knows the results, but everybody's putting their results in, and they can't come back the next day and start padding the votes in these key states. That's why they set it up that way, very intelligently, because they understood human nature, that if you're losing, somebody's going to cheat. That's what I explained about the Electoral College. The main reason is to prevent a few key locations from stuffing the ballot box. And
what
so
is your,
that's why they went out.
What is your prediction? How do you think this is going to shake out?
I don't know. I don't know because there's a lot of forces going on behind the scenes. I don't know. I cannot make a prediction, but I can tell you something, Daniel, and everybody listening. The future of the world, all the cards are on the table. All of the dice are on the table. All of the marbles are on the table. And this is it. I mean, this is going to decide the future of not only the United States, but of the world, of the China dominance in the world. And everybody, especially in high places, knows this, that right now there is a lot of fighting going on at the very highest levels. And you can bet that there's more going on behind the scenes than you can even imagine. And so Trump putting aircraft carrier fleets on both sides of the United States, there's a reason for that. And
do you think martial law is on the table? Because I think martial law is on the table.
I don't know. But if the ceiling comes off, if the roof comes off, then it might be the only method of dealing with it. So I don't know. This is the biggest conundrum that the United States has ever seen. If you look at World War I or World War II or even the Vietnam War, which divided the country, it was not to this level.
I've said that we're in a time right now, our republic is in the most danger since the British invaded Boston Harbor in whatever year that was, 1777 or whatever it was. Completely controlling Boston Harbor.
And then you throw in COVID and the Great Debt Reset and all of these other things that are trying to get in here. Remember, if Hillary would have won in 2016, this would all be a done deal. This would all have already been done. The COVID thing, they would probably have forced vaccinations much earlier. And other countries would have been in very different positions. Who was it? Angela Merkel said that she was going to retire, but she didn't because Hillary Clinton lost. They needed a strong person in NATO that would keep NATO trying to move in the European Union and the bankers, because the bankers are housed in Germany and England. The Rothschild banking empire and then the Vatican in Italy. That's where the seats of power are in the world. So she stayed in place to maintain some level of power, because those people are schooled. You know, when they say something to you, it's a complete lie and facade. It's because there's an end game involved. And so anyway, that's really telling that Angela Merkel wouldn't retire because Hillary Clinton lost.
Why don't you, we got about 8 minutes left. We don't talk about this enough. I think it's a fantastic project. We're very interested. I am personally, the Power Hour is very interested in your project about the wing generator. Why don't you take a couple minutes or however long you want, talk about the wing generator, about being prepared, being independent. I think all these conversations are just as important as the other ones we're having right now.
Well, a long time ago, I realized that these days that we're in right now, that these days were coming. I also realized that the whole alternative energy industry was corrupt, and it was constructed to not work, the solar panels and three-blade wind turbines. So I set about to literally solve the world energy problem with a device that would, in fact, scale to very large sizes and produce energy sufficient to replace nuclear and coal power plants. So that was my goal. And then also have these available in small sizes down to the farm and ranch sizes. If you're in a city, then you're not going to be putting little wing generators on your roof. You're going to have one big one that runs the whole city, or you know, many of them that provide electricity to the city. But at any rate, I realized that solar panels, no matter how efficient, no matter how cheap, would never power the world. And so I realized all of this. So I sat down and in the old school of engineering, you wrote what was known as a functional specification, in a hard word specification. So that doesn't say anything about how the design is or anything else. It says all of the things that this device has to be to accomplish its goals. And I used to do this. This was my job when I worked in the telecommunications industry, is writing these specifications. So I know technically how they're done. So I was doing this in the wind industry. I realized that wind was the only renewable energy source that would power the entire world. So the wing generator is the result. And so then it branched out. They are relatively big. Once you get up to the 10, 25, 50 kilowatt range. So then I got into the shipping container business just to provide the shipping containers to ship my products. And so then also I recently picked up lines of diesel and liquid propane generators of all different sizes from four different manufacturers so that I could complete the product line. Because if you're going to be offline at a farm or a ranch, you're also going to need, say, an LP, a liquid propane, or a diesel generator. Those are part of the package. And if you could buy big, big battery banks, or you could supplement it with a diesel or LP generator. So I now sell those. So anyway, the end result is I'm a one-stop shop for energy for farms and ranches. And that's what I'm concentrating on right now, is people who are in the country need energy at the level of anywhere from 2 kilowatts up to 250 kilowatts. I'm also looking at a franchise for electric car charging stations. So instead of a gas station, you would have a car charging electric with maybe 20 to 40 electric charging ports for cars to come in and fill up electrically. And it would be powered by one single wing generator. And that would be a grid connect wing generator that would power provide the energy for the charging station. So anyway, I have a brochure on that. But anyway, that's where this has evolved to. And right now I'm concentrating on the farm and ranch. Then I realized after a while that my small wing generators, they're a little bit expensive per watt. Let's just say when you buy them initially, more so than the big ones. The big ones are very economical per watt. But the littler ones were a bit expensive. So then I have now a line of what I call multi-blade home systems. So they're less expensive. They're less efficient. They're not as high quality. They're not industrial grade electronics as you find with the wing generator. But they're less expensive. So they're fitting a market need for people who don't have that big an energy need. They have fairly good wind where they're at, and we can set them up for about 50% of the cost of the wing generator. So anyway, that's where it is today, and all these products are available on my webpage. But
What's the best way to learn more? On your webpage, is there a phone number, or tell people how to
get more info? Yeah, there's an email address. The best way to start is go to the subpage for the wing generator, and there's a questionnaire that you can download. It's a PDF. Fill it out, handwrite it if you want, or fill it out with a PDF. editor and send it in, and then we get an idea of what you need. What's your energy need? What's your budget? Do you own the property? Where are you going to put this? Where's your local electric power company? Look at your electric bill. All of these things you fill out, and that gives a kind of a snapshot of what your energy needs are. And then we can start to make some recommendations. Is this industrial level power? What's your need? Does it have to be 24/7? If you go some period of time without electricity, is that okay? You know, you take all of these things into account and then make a proposal. Everybody is different. I've never seen two proposals that are the same. And so I just work with the people, and then they decide, is this something they can afford? I try and get them a budget estimate very quickly so that we're not spinning our wheels and they can't afford it, or et cetera. Anyway, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
You're energy independent, at least to some degree, at least more so, much more so after right. All this process is done.
Yeah. I won't go into detail, but I just had people, for example, that, have a business, you know, out of their house. And, they see it coming to where if they are out of electricity, they're going to be, you know, in a tough position. And so they had various requirements, and that's just an example, because they also wanted it, to be, something they could move between two buildings at this site. And so that added another little layer of complication.
And 20 seconds.
20 those seconds. Are just examples. Yeah. So anyway, the information is on the webpage. There's an email address that's given where to send the questionnaire, and that's how people can get started. And Daniel, we've talked back and forth about you getting a system, and so we'll talk again offline. And it's all very much set up. That's what I do now.
All right, stay right there, James. There's the music. Stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today in Power Hour. Great interview, important information, top to bottom. I'd be getting prepared if I was you. I would just get prepared. However you do it, whether you do it with us or somebody, just get prepared. The Power Mall, of course, we got great specials, great products, Numana food. Just get prepared. The wing generator, this is something else to look at. End of the week, Crypto J is going to be on. I know a lot of people have requested him, so Crypto J at the end of the week. We want you happy, healthy, and successful, and free as God intends you. God bless you. Have a great evening. We will see you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.